Israel's Supreme Court has issued a ruling allowing a number of Arab Israeli candidates to run for the Israeli parliament this month. Today's ruling overturned an earlier decision by the country's Electoral Commission. Some Israelis hailed today's decision and said it may avert an Arab-Israeli boycott of the elections. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Today's rulings were a slap in the face to the Central Election Committee, which rejected the advice of its chairman and voted to disqualify Ahmad Tibi, Azmi Bashara, and the entire slate from the Balad Party, who all represent Israeli Arabs. The committee's right-wing majority voted to block their candidacies on the grounds that they supported Palestinian attacks against Israelis and rejected the Jewish character of the State of Israel. In a stinging rebuke, an 11-member panel of Supreme Court justices voted unanimously to restore Tibi and the Balad list to the ballot. Bashara was restored on a 7-4 vote. Afterwards, Bashara said it was a welcome turn of events, but hardly a victory for democracy.
There's nothing to be victorious about. There's a very anti-democratic mood in the Israeli parliament. The Supreme Court tried to save democratic liberal values from this attack of the moment, from the mood that is there because of crisis times in Israel.
Bashara was accused, among other things, of calling for the expansion of Palestinian resistance to the Israeli occupation during a trip to Damascus. Bashara maintains that he did not advocate violence, but he has a democratic right and duty to criticize Israeli policies in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. But Uri Stern believes Bashara went too far. Stern belongs to one of the right-wing parties that raised challenges against the Arab-Israeli politicians. Speaking before the ruling, during one of several rallies for and against the Israeli Arab members, Stern said there was clear precedent for disqualifying candidates from the parliament, or Knesset, based on inflammatory comments.
Rabbi Kahana, the Jewish activist who immigrated from America to Israel, was not permitted to run for the Knesset elections with his party because it was found that some of his statements are racist. So I don't see any reason for us not to do the same vis-a-vis those people who are using racist and pro-terrorist terminology and propaganda in the parliament.
In today's rulings, one of Rabbi Kahana's followers, Baruch Marzel, was permitted to run as part of the far-right Harut party. Marzel said he had no doubt he belonged in the legislature.
If enemies of Israel are allowed to be in the Knesset, there's no reason why someone that loved the State of Israel shouldn't be there.
Another right-wing candidate, Moshe Feiglin of Likud, was barred from running by the court, and Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz was kept off the ballot on technical grounds. One side effect of the initial move to ban Tibi and Bashara was to reawaken debate among Israelis about the state of their democracy. During one of several left-wing protests this week, urging the Supreme Court to overturn the banning of the Israeli Arab lawmakers, Parliament member Mossi Raz said the issue was raising serious concerns about Israel's status as a Jewish democracy. Raz said he used to believe that Israel was more of a democracy than the U.S., but not anymore.
Because such decisions to stop people, to prevent people from running to the parliament, closing newspaper, even the corruption in the Likud, the largest party in Israel, I think those damage to the democracy.
Today's court ruling is expected to have a substantial impact on voter turnout among Israeli Arabs, who make up 20% of the population. Polls taken 2 weeks ago showed that more than 40% of those voters were planning to stay home on January 28th. One poll showed that if Tibi and Bashara had been disqualified, that number would have doubled. Now the Israeli Arab parties and the left-wing Israeli parties that attract Arab voters may benefit from a higher turnout. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.